Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Be careful where you get your information from. Hi guys, David Bellman here with the Home Building Hero. And I was doing some research yesterday and on YouTube actually. There's just some things I was looking for and I kind of stumbled across something. And at first I was like, oh, this might be really good content for my podcast. And then I watched the entire video and I became aghast at this person's take on things for home building. And I'm not going to call out the person specifically, but the video was five lies that builders tell. And I was like, oh, this ought to be interesting. I'm like, let's see, you know, and I thought maybe this person was a home builder or someone that, you know, has insider knowledge of the industry. And I was like, oh, this ought to be interesting to see, you know, what they're saying. Well, I'm going to go over those five lies and why they're totally off. And then as I kind of researched this person more, it was just somebody that built once. And as I was getting through that episode, the second half of the episode, they brought on somebody and they basically tried to hawk the software that they have for the second half of this episode. So it was a big teaser to get people to watch. And then all of a sudden, the second half of this video was just basically an infomercial. And they lost all credibility, in my opinion, they had with this. This was just a hot mess. But it got me interested, and I want to talk about this, and hopefully you'll learn some interesting things about the home building process through this. But these are the five lies that they said the builders tell. The first one was that, you know, be careful because builders can just cancel your contract and leave you in the lurch. Now, this is using some info from about a year and a half ago when we were kind of at the heat of the pandemic. And they cited a builder in Austin, Texas, that basically had some contracts to build on lots in their subdivision. And they kind of slow walked them because pricing was going up and they didn't want to build the house at that price anymore. And they knew the customer wouldn't agree to pay the higher cost. So what they did is they had enough interest that they found a way to cancel the contract and then sell the same property to someone else at a higher price. That's certainly not ethical and not good practice. Not all builders around the country did that. We certainly did not do that. In fact, we absorbed a lot of those increases. And that's where reputation really comes in. But that's not really a lie. I mean, that's an unethical thing that a builder does. So at first I was like, okay, that's a legit gripe. And, you know, they said, be careful because builders use their own forms. Yeah, they do. Almost every builder has their own custom form around their company. I've tried to use the standard form from our industry, and the standard form is like 35 pages, and half of it is stuff that doesn't apply to my business. So rather, what we do is we use a lot of that information, find the stuff that applies to our business, and we have our own, you know, contract that our attorneys drafted, and it works for our company, and we've incorporated a few thoughts and ideas from the standard contract, and that works for us, and it's a really good contract, and in fact, a lot of the language that's in our contract was used in our local contract. So there's not really a lie there. I think that's kind of false, but it does bring some credence to understand your contract, read your contract, and understand what you're getting involved with, and find out what happens if pricing changes. Are you on the hook? Is the builder on the hook? And how is it handled? That's really as simple as it is. It's not a lie. It's just look at your paperwork. Understand what you're signing. Read it. That's as simple as that is. Okay, the second lie that builders tell, according to this person, is they lie about the cost of appliances and upgrades. This is where I figured this person was completely lost and clueless. They were complaining because they were building a house with the builder and they wanted some sort of fancy tub in their house. And they got the quote from the builder to supply and install this tub. And heaven forbid, the cost of this tub was more than what was shown online on an online store. Well, duh. Like, what did you expect? You expect the builder is going to sell it to you for less than what it costs online? That cost online is not the final cost. It still has to be installed. It has to be shipped to your property. There's sales tax. The builder has to handle it. The builder has to warranty it. The builder has to put it on their workers' comp insurance. And believe me, they check everything that you spend and they charge you accordingly by percentage. So if you're expecting the builder to sell you this product for the exact same cost that you can buy it for online, you're sorely mistaken. This is when I knew this person doesn't know what they're talking about. Okay. Now, somebody might say, well, yeah, but the builder could get a discount. Sure, it's possible on many of these items, but the builder has to buy that tub typically through a plumber. The plumber also has to make money on it. So the builder's not really getting the discount. The plumber might get the discount, but then he has to mark it up because he's got to handle it and he's got to put it in. And then the builder's got to ultimately deal with it. So they have to mark it up a little bit. It's called the cost of doing business. If you expect your builder to just put in everything off the internet for no charge, they're going to go out of business and you're not going to have a builder. It's bad business. In fact, when I heard this, I was like, this builder's dumb. And here's why they're dumb. I don't let my customers buy product on their own and have me put it in. We will not do that. There's too much liability. Let's just say, for an example, this tub is a great example. You let the customer go buy their own tub and then you put it in and it leaks. Whose fault is it? Was it the tub? Was it the plumber? Was it the builder? Whose fault is it? I equate it to having a gun and there's three people pointing guns at you and you have one gun and one bullet. Well, who are you gonna point your gun at? It's a no-win situation. If, however, you have the builder provide the tub, install the tub, now they're fully responsible for it. If that tub leaks or something happens to that tub, you know where to point your gun. This is, a customer not doing, trying to circumvent the process, and then a builder that shouldn't have done that to begin with. So it's definitely not a lie that a builder told. This is just a customer trying to get one over on the builder. And long story short, with this video, the customer said that the tub had a scratch in it, and then the contractor denied it. And again, I'm like, this is you created this nightmare. You just literally made your own nightmare here. So again, this is when I knew we were dealing with somebody that doesn't really know what they're talking about here. And so again, hence be careful where you get your information from. The third lie, according to this person, that builders tell is that they don't tell you that there's extended warranties on your products. And again, I'm like, oh my God, really? Give me a break. If you have a product and the warranty transfers to the homeowner, why wouldn't you tell them about it? It gives customers peace of mind. Most builders use a one-year limited warranty, as do we. But our appliances have five-year warranties. Our shingles have a 40-year warranty, or what they call a limited lifetime warranty. Our windows have a 20-year seal warranty and 10-year parts and 2-year labor. I tell all my customers about that. That's an added value to them. That's peace of mind. And if my manufacturers are going to provide those warranties to my customer, I'm going to give them to my consumer and I'm going to tell them about it. Why would a builder lie about that? Oh, you don't get that. There's no extra warranty. You just get my warranty. Who would do that? I can't believe this person would say this. It's just ludicrous. So again, careful where you get your information from. The next lie that they said builders tell is with the builder's contract that you should hire a real estate agent to help you with your builder's contract. Again, I'm like, this person has no clue what they're talking about. Let me explain. if you've already been talking to builder and you've priced everything out, why the heck would you want to bring a real estate agent in at the last second to negotiate for you? First of all, real estate agents aren't trained to deal with builder's contracts. They're trained to deal with real estate contracts. Okay, we've got a person here that doesn't know what they're talking about. A real estate contract is completely different than a building construction contract. Building construction contracts are not part of the realtors associations at the local, state, or national level. They have no jurisdiction on it. Builders' contracts are all very different, as I mentioned earlier. But here's the stupid part. You've already got everything priced out with the builder, and now they bring a real estate agent in. Do you think the real estate agent is going to do this for nothing? Heck no. They're going to want their 2.4% commission on it. So now the builder's got to try and pay a real estate agent or convince the customer that not to work with this agent, and now you've just basically mucked up the entire transaction. Or the builder's got to go back and reprice everything to make sure that they cover that 2.4% cost. Or if the builder's desperate, maybe they absorb that cost. But you can bet your sweet wallet that builder is going to make you pay for that later somehow. Any change you make, they're going to make sure that extra percentage is in there and then some. So don't have your real estate agent negotiate your building contract. If you want to use a real estate agent to help you purchase a home or purchase a model home, that's fine. Great. Go for it. But why get a real estate agent involved on a construction contract? They don't know anything. They know probably about as much as you do. And in fact, on this transaction, they know less than you know. Why bring them in the middle of it and muck up the whole transaction? Stupid, stupid advice. Sorry. Now, they did say you could also hire an attorney. That actually, believe it or not, is decent advice. If you are looking through a contract, you may want to have your attorney review that contract before you sign it. That's just good business. It's smart to do. Just understand that the builder is not going to allow you to completely draft a whole new contract. They're not going to accept that. If you got to add a statement in there or a piece of language or correct something, maybe check a different box, that's understandable. That's pretty normal. But you're not going to get a whole custom contract out of this. So again, careful where you get your information. And then the last one, and then I knew this person was just nuts. They started talking about builders lie about how much they mark things up. Okay? Well, most builders aren't even going to tell you what they mark things up. That's not really anyone's business. They have to mark their goods and services up like anyone else. So she cites this example of a track builder that marks their houses up 33% before they sell them. And I started cracking up as soon as I heard that. Now, in my market, a builder markup could be 5%, 7%, maybe 10%, 12% if things are really hot and going well, maybe slightly higher. That's about it. But 33%, are you kidding me? Do you even know what you're talking about? There's no builder around that's marking up the raw cost of their home 33%. There is no way. Now, could they mark up changes 33%? Sure. But they're on their standard house price on a spec house, marking up 33%. They're not those kind of margins on new housing anywhere. I am sorry. This person is so far off base. I can't believe it. And then, of course, she went on to bring this guy on that's hawking this build your own house software that he's creating and how much money you're going to save with this thing. And that I knew that this was a sales job more so than anything for this product. And that it was basically a do not hire a builder infomercial that was carefully crafted and conceived under this five lies that builders tell. So be careful where you get your information from, please. And if it smells funny, if it sounds off, if it sounds rotten, do some of the research and be careful of these YouTube videos and things like that. I'd like to think that after 470 episodes or whatever number we have here on the Home Building Hero, that I try and give it to you pretty straight. I give you a lot of stats. I give you information straight from a builder perspective, and you're hearing it from a builder perspective. This person was not a builder. This person's built one house in their life, and they think they can tell people how to build a home and how to hire a builder off that one experience. And I don't know, if I was going to take information from somebody, would you take it from somebody that bought one house one time or somebody that's built thousands and thousands of homes? I'll let you be the judge of that. But bottom line, be careful where you get your...
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.